So good work to authorities in California who have made an arrest in the probe linked to actor Corey Haim's death. Days after the death, California Attorney General Edmund Brown announced an ongoing investigation had identified an unauthorized prescription in the late actor's name. Yesterday, Brown's office confirmed that the investigation into the prescription drug ring had resulted in an arrest, but no other details were released. We talked about this the other night on the show with Diane Diamond about the epidemic of prescription drug abuse, especially with young Hollywood stars. Whether it's abuse or whether it's accidental, doesn't matter. There's some doctors that need to be taken to task over this. When Haim had been on Larry King here a few years back, he said that he'd been battling drug addiction for most of his adult life, and also said that he would be a chronic relapser for the rest of his life, so he knew. In fact, I saw an article with him, or interview with him the other day, where he said that he was amazed that he was still alive. It's sad to see that these so-called Hollywood actors and actresses are dying so young because of this problem, allegedly. But it's also very disappointing to see that the doctors that are a big part of the problem seem to be getting away with it. The Anna Nicole Smith trial and, of course, Dr. Conrad Murray will set some precedents, I'm sure. But there's a lot more to it than just those two doctors. There's many more that have to be taken to task. Doctors, pharmacists, whoever. Prescription drugs is starting to become a huge problem, and at times it's even more deadly than some of the street drugs that are out there, according to statistics. Let's make sure that those statistics change and some of these doctors pay the price. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.